Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I'm getting queasy. So please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. And let's get into it. But before I do the main subject, I want to talk to you about the hurricane. And, you know, I was out at the grocery store last night and you know, I'm listening to the earbuds and not paying attention to life as a break when I go shopping for Rosie and I. And a guy nudges me, says, "Hey, my name's Clinton, and I'm a line operator." And we start talking about the hurricane. Well, he's the guy that wires cities, wires, you know, municipalities, and goes and works in the power lines. And he was wearing the, you know, his uniform, basically, all rubberized outfit, you know, just leaving work. And he said, "Dan, none of us have been called. In previous hurricanes, they would call us out and we would go." Now, you know, it would be a great windfall for the guy because they'd fly him from California to God knows where. And he would go work, you know, 18 hours in a day, sleep a little bit in his car and go do it again. But now, nothing. Not a phone call, not "we need you," nothing. So guys, this is insane what's happening right now. You know, it's like dealing with children that tell you, "I cleaned my room, just don't go in there." What do you mean, don't go in there? Gonna go in your room and check it out. Don't worry, it's handled. It's all good. Did you do your report? Yes, it's all good. That's what this administration is like. It's like a bunch of children that want to tell you one thing and gaslight you. And gaslighting is telling you, "Oh, the problem is you. The problem is you." But when you have guys like Clinton, salt to the earth, working his ass off, okay, on, you know, climb a power line, guys. Okay, go do that for an hour. Whoa, this is dangerous. You can get electrocuted doing this? Yeah, you can. And then send you to a storm area. That's what this guy's dealing with. And not dealing with, because they're not calling these people out. So FEMA can be butthurt and be insulted about this. You got to get a thicker skin. You got to take care of yourself. And you got to understand that these people don't care about us. And as soon as you accept that, you're going to get it. Now, JP Morgan Chase, let's get into the main subject of the video, and their head investor, David Kelly, steps forward and says, "I'm getting queasy over these investments and over the market right now. People are doing crazy risk." Now, the thing that wanted me to talk about this is that I believe that the, you know, gap between the poor and the rich is getting bigger by the day, by the week. Now, everybody wants a get-rich-quick scheme. Everybody wants something that's going to solve their financial woes in an hour. By the time we finish this drink, I want to be financially set. No, it doesn't work that way. It takes time. But there are a tremendous amount of people that have put themselves at really bad risk. And this guy is like saying, "I don't feel good about this economy. I'm getting queasy over the fact that things could go bad in an instant, and so many people have put themselves at such serious risk right now." So protect yourself. I'm telling you guys this one thing, and that is business as we know it is not going to be the same in 2025. Let's just forget this year. Just say 2025. Things that people used to buy, they're not buying right now. Home Depot is off. Shopping is off, everything is off. You're going to see this continue to get worse before it gets better. The company that you work for is going to do less business. You don't think, Clinton, that there's power lines out here in California? You don't think that this guy could be pulling wire someplace? Come on, guys. Come on. All over the place. But they're working less, but they're not calling this guy. Everything is different. David Kelly from JP Morgan said, "Listen, the risk is crazy and people have put themselves at such a disadvantage because they're gambling so much." Now think about this. There has been $5 trillion made by the richest people over the course of the last 5 years. $5 trillion. Did you guys make part of that $5 trillion with your investments? Are you sitting on a beach? Because what it would have done is it would have made it so that you'd never have to worry about money again. And this audience, me included, are people that, I need to kind of make money right now. Okay. So with that being said, the average person did not benefit from this. But when this guy's sitting there telling you to protect yourself and get ready for what's going to happen, you need to look at things like silver. You need to look at, I'm a precious metals guy. You know that. But the point is that you need to get yourself out of heavy risk. And for those of you out there that do have financial advisors, sit down with them. I'm doing it this week. And I have these conversations. What stocks should I sell? What losers do I get rid of? What winners do I keep? Do I double down on this, this, and this? Have these conversations now. Do it now, do it now, do it now. And the reason for that is that you will save yourself money and grief down the road. But this is the time to defend the Alamo right now. And the Alamo is your own finances. You know, I have friends and people that write me that are concerned about their inheritance and what they're going to get from their families. And they're all brilliant people. And I'm like, God, just to live for the dead money is awful. And it's sad because these are people that are, like I said, incredibly talented and smart people. Don't worry about what people are going to do. Don't worry about family politics because it is brutal. It will kill you thinking about this. You know what's something I learned in my life as I get older? And that is we put up with more BS from family than we would ever from a stranger. And we're supposed to deal with this and deal with the mistreatment because they're family members. And I say no. Family is what you make of it. The people in your life need to benefit you. Be kind to people and have them be kind to you. Don't ask for anything. Give to people. Remember that. These people that are subjected to this hurricane right now, one after another. There could be another one right after this one too. How about that? Okay? This is going to be what has been from what is. You know what I mean? Come on, guys. Get real with this. We need to help people. We need to, be spiritual. You need to be kind and you need to be thoughtful and you need to take care of yourself and protect yourself right now. Because when you have guys that work at banks that have cush jobs and stock options and money that we will never see, and these people say, I don't feel good about this. I'm getting kind of sick over it, getting queasy. When you have a guy say something like that, you need to pay attention to this because they lie to us all the time. And this, they can't lie. There is no soft landing. The economy's not going to do well. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to end in a good way. You can make it end in a good way because you can protect yourself. Remember that, okay? Let me know what you think so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Here's a new one for you. Goldman Sachs predicts that gold could go as high as $29 before the end of this year. Silver is at an 11-year high. And JP Morgan says that easily it's going to outperform gold percentage-wise and that it could hit as high as $36 an ounce. You need to call the leader in sales and service for gold and precious metals, and that's Patriot Gold Group. 888-330-1431. Contact them today. They sell all types of precious metals. They have a myriad of products, also 401ks, IRAs, the best-in-class service, number one rated for 8 years in a row now. I'm not just a spokesman. I am a client of theirs. I love the company. Contact them today. Call them and get a free investor guide. If you don't want to call, go and fill out the link below and get the information sent out to you. Contact Patriot Gold today, 888-330-1431. Contact them today before it's too late. If this is true, there is a place in hell for United Airlines. United Airlines is being accused of price gouging during the hurricane. Okay, I hate flying right now. Flying sucks and it is absolutely awful right now. It is a horrible experience. There is nothing good about getting on an airplane unless you fly JSX. That's me. Okay, it's quick, give you drinks, first class, it's nice. Okay, we all can't be Meet Kevin and buy our own plane. But United Airlines, think about this, Tampa to St. Louis. Flights went from $1,100 to $2,500. $173. Yeah, they're raising the price on this stuff, guys, right now. This is horrible, guys. This is absolutely horrible. And again, this is the stuff that Kamala has been talking about, saying that this is happening. Well, good, do something about it. Go down there. Fly down there to Tampa and deal with this. No one is dealing with this stuff right now, but this is just the beginning. You know, we're not talking about a $30 water bottle or anything like that. You're going to see this get worse. It's going to get much, much worse during this time. Now, supply and demand is one thing. I am a businessman. That's all fine, but this is crazy. Now, JetBlue has got some great news for you. They're going to have meals on their transatlantic flights, and you can buy a slice of pizza, Sicilian pizza. Isn't that great? Well, I fly transatlantic, and you guys don't have food on a JetBlue flight? What the hell am I supposed to do for 13 hours? Fast? I mean, come on. It's diet time, Dan. Come on, lose that weight, chubby. You know what I mean? Sicilian's pizza. Imagine that. That's cafeteria dough boy pizza. Microwave. Excellent. And chicken piccata. Imagine that, chicken piccata on a JetBlue transatlantic flight that they're going to charge you for now. You want the chicken piccata? Really? You want that? I always get a kick out of when somebody asks for the fish on a flight. That's just like, oh my God, cat food smells better. But that's just me. And I don't like cats. So, anyways, share your thoughts on this stuff right now, guys, because price gouging is ridiculous. It is. And if they did this and they jacked up flights to make a little extra cash, they're going to get it. They're going to get it because the world will be pissed off over this one. You have millions of people in harm's way right now that are getting out of town. And man, when you talk about storm surges and you talk about water levels, from a guy that lives near this stuff, and you think about something going up 24 inches, that's a lot, okay? You can take areas out. Well, then 5 feet, 12 feet, okay? You know, this whole area would be done if it was like that, okay? You're going to see areas of Florida that are going to be just completely taken out. And, Sheriff Garrett in North Carolina was on the news talking about how they don't have anything. And I'm telling you guys, you know, one of my sponsors was a satellite phone company. I have my satellite phone. My kids, hey, let's test it. Okay, hi, how you doing? Okay, oh, how was your job interview? You know what I mean? For the rainy day. You need to get that, okay? So the other thing is have the plan, guys. I'm telling you this right now, even for yourself. If you live by yourself and you do not have families near you, they need to know where you're at. They need to know what you're going to do, how you're going to get by. And I'm telling you, one man band, one woman show. If just enough food and water to live for a month, make sure you have that. You'd feel so much better if you had this. So people need to do this and have a plan. Have a security plan for your kids, family members, everybody. I have so many people that walk up to me and say, oh, you know what we did? We set up this and we know where we're going to meet. And we have, you know, we stacked water and we've got a water filter. I mean, this is all important stuff, guys. It really is. It really is. Because look at these people that don't have energy, don't have any electricity, don't have internet, don't have water. But if you had this and you stacked it, you'd be in good shape right now. So remember that. Have a plan. Have a plan for yourself. Have a plan for everybody in your life that you care about. Remember that. Now, here are a few things to make you think. And the first one is Amazon. Amazon is going to cut 14,000 jobs. Corporate jobs are going to be eliminated. This is not line workers. This is not people delivering packages. This is not people on the line to load things. This is people that are in the corporate management jobs. 14,000 of them are going to be eliminated between now and early 2025. That is wild, guys, when you think about that. And Amazon is clearly the leading shopping place that people go to. So it's nice being out on the bridge today. Let me show you guys. Early and overcast. Man, we've had some really cruddy weather in the morning here lately. Anyways, that's the sign of the times, guys. That's where people are getting real with this and thinking about this. This is, you haven't seen anything yet, guys. You haven't seen anything yet. The next thing is Britain. Britain is urging people to go urban mining. What? Well, think about what I'm telling you, because this was, when I read it, I was like, this is wild. Think about this. There is such a shortage of copper. Copper is used in so many things, and especially in EV cars and different electrical components, but there is a shortage of copper. Copper, if you want to invest in copper, get into copper, guys, right now. But they suggest that people go urban mining. Turn in your electronics. Let's dig out the copper so that we can save, copper, or we can get this mining problem solved by doing it in our own homes. Okay, this is why people steal copper from city streets, from components. They pull wire out of lights and different places like that. You've seen it all over the place. You've seen it here in California like crazy. But you're going to see more of that. So it's wild, guys. It's absolutely wild. Urban mining. Let's go urban mining. You know what? The manhole covers, no, don't call it that. The hole covers, the people hole covers, okay? Let's go turn those in. I hear they're copper too, okay? Making that up. Anyways, don't forget that we are having a webinar. Bob Kudla, the stock guru, is teaching a webinar for each and every one of you. And if you go to Bob's trading class, you can sign up for this. It's October 15th after the market closes at 1:30 in the afternoon. It's incredibly reasonably priced, but you get Bob Kudla for 2.5 hours, which you guys could never get. And take advantage of that. And it's going to be a huge success. So many of you have already signed up for it. You don't want to miss it. And also, he told me again this morning that space is limited. So please sign up for it now and don't miss out on that. Okay? Check it out. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And the first one is Kroger. Kroger, the grocery chain, is now offering streaming services. That is wild, guys. Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, things like that to get people to shop. But also, these streaming services, guys, are having difficulties right now. So they're linking themselves to different places. Now your grocery store chain is going to hawk and give you discounts on streaming services. I'm telling you guys, whatever you want to buy right now, do an ounce of research. Don't just say, oh, let's get it, because someone's going to offer you some type of deal. This is the perfect example of that. There is an HBO documentary that's coming out within the week talking about the inventor of Bitcoin and how he's going to be exposed. Well, that would be interesting if it's true. I still think that this guy has done everything, and I'm assuming it's a man, Hisoshi, whatever his name is. Anyway, I can't think of his name right now. Get this right so I can do this. Satoshi Nakamoto. I'm sorry. Okay, Satoshi Nakamoto. Slipped my mind. Sounds like a guy, right? Anyways, he's going to be unmasked. The final thing is for all of us that play the lottery. I've got a few friends that when the lottery hits a couple $100 million, we get together and buy the tickets. But Mega Millions is going to go, it's already had a price increase from $1 to $2. It's going to go to $5 a ticket in April of 2025. So it's going to cost you more to become a millionaire and prepare for your kids' retirement, okay? And your kids' college education, $5 more. I used to always joke with my children, hey, here's your college. Here's your college fund. I bought you a lottery ticket. Oh, guess what? No school this week. Maybe next week. Old joke that they still talk about to this day because dad's not funny. Anyways, please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Kindness counts, guys. Be kind to everybody. Be nice to everybody. And understand this. When bankers, get real and get honest, pay attention to that. Okay? Good luck.